thank you. Can I be heard over the microphone, please? Thank you very much, Dr. Yates. I must apologize for acting here like a little boy, but when you look at me, and the only reason was that I was looking if I can play a few notes on the piano, and the piano was closed, and now the two gentlemen noticed what happened to me, so we had a little thing going on, but I behaved well. Wonderful. If I may speak to you a little about what music can do, I believe it cannot do much as a power of manifesting for some problems such as war, pollution. But yes, there are times that painters, musicians, poets feel that they should say what they have on their heart. Beethoven did it with Eroica when he liked Napoleon, and dismissed it when he didn't like Napoleon, and he dismissed him. Smetana wrote My Country symphonic poem when he was practically out of his mind. Today he would be confined in the psychiatric hospital, yet the country was on his mind. And Picasso, when he painted the Guernica, which certainly is not a happy painting, wanted to express the horror of the war. I myself have not been involved in that process at all. I purposely have not gone into writing music that would have programmatic text. That was time when we were trained in school not to give anything out about music when you write music. You should write a sonata, you should write a quartet, you should write music, but abstract, don't give anything out of it. Because if the music is good, and music has to be written well, and if it's good, then it will be good form, and people will know what you want it to say. I was in Paris, and I saw a picture of a baby seal being clubbed, just to make a full call. You must have seen that picture too. It was not on the front page. One didn't dare at that time to put it on front page here, but it was in front page in Europe. And there's the blood. Next, everything is on ice. Why? The baby seal is white. And there's the blood just running out. In addition to this, behind the baby seal, there is the mother, and the horror of the look is in that eye. Then I had a friend who is now a researcher for Rockefeller Foundation, and he got interested in Wales by accident. His wife and he, they were in Bermuda, and they thought it would be nice to put a microphone down and hear the sound of whales. And although they didn't know really how to swim, and they had a very small boat, they just took microphone, put it in the water, nearly got killed by some whales who were interested in what these people are doing about them. And he put the microphone in the water and recorded the sound of whales. That was released later as a song of whales. I don't know if you have had the chance to hear that, right? Please do come. And he sent me that record, that tape, and said, it's amazing sound. But you know how we composers are. We accept the bird, we think that's amazing, beautiful sound. I have a little schnauzer at home and she screams, so I don't consider that too musical, although I love her. But then I thought, when I have listened to few of the sounds, I thought they were perhaps some of the most amazing sounds I have ever heard in my life.